Hey everyone, welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobshall at TCO Studios at Winter Park. Thanks for submitting your questions all season long, and keep them coming. The Pick Six will be back next week and many times throughout the offseason so we can talk some football. Let's get to work. First question comes from Alex. What are the positives we can take from the season? What are the negatives? Well, one thing that's a negative is the Vikings didn't get the job done in close games. Last year, they were 4-2 in games decided by 6 points or less. This year, just 2-4. Plus, we had a lot of injuries that we had to deal with. Those are the negatives. Lots of positives, though. How about the play of Xavier Rhodes? He had 5 interceptions to lead the team, and he had a pick six, returning one for 100 yards and a touchdown. Danielle Hunter, 12.5 sacks in his second season. He looked really good. Sam Bradford had an outstanding season, set a team record for completions and an NFL record for completion percentage. The Vikings defense was good yet again. Number 5 in scoring defense and number 3 in total defense. Lots upon which to build for 2017. Our next question comes from John. Why do you suppose they didn't target Thielen like normal? He only needed 40 yards to get to 1,000. Yeah, the Chicago Bears, I think they put a focus on Mr. Thielen in the season finale. Not a lot of targets coming off a game where he had over 200 yards receiving against the Packers, plus no Stephon Diggs against the Bears. Lots of coverage went to Thielen. The beneficiary of that was Kyle Rudolph. He was targeted 15 times in the game. He had 11 catches for 117 yards and a touchdown. He set a Vikings record as well for most catches in a season by a tight end, and he also set the Vikings career record for touchdowns by a tight end, catching his 29th touchdown against the Bears. Our next question comes from Tim. This Hill left tackle looks good. Your thoughts? Well, the Hill that Tim is talking about is Rashad Hill. He played left tackle for the Vikings against the Bears, coming in for TJ Clemmings when TJ got hurt. The Vikings got Hill from the Jaguars practice squad on November 15th. He played just one game for us, the season finale, but he looked good doing it. Vikings might have a good young player. Our next question comes from Gary. I think it's important that they keep Robinson. He's a leader and an X-factor guy when they move him inside. Couldn't agree more, Gary. Even with Danielle Hunter emerging as a starting caliber player, there still is room for Brian Robinson because of his versatility. Kicking him inside on some of those passing downs and sub packages, Robinson is really good and he's versatile. Plus, he's the host of 96 Questions with B-Rob, so we got to keep him around for that alone. Mike from South Dakota has the next question. Without a first round pick, do you think we can get a top-notch offensive lineman in the draft? Certainly, there are good offensive linemen all over the NFL who were taken in the middle rounds or the late rounds. Look at Joe Berger. The Vikings didn't draft him. They got him from Miami, but he was not a high-round pick, and he's been a solid player for the Vikings for a few seasons. Mitch Morse, Ali Marpet, Trey Turner, Corey Linsley, not household names, but really good offensive linemen for their teams. None of them were taken with first-round picks. Lots of good linemen out there. The Vikings will find a few. Our final question comes from Trent. I would love to see the Vikings in the Super Bowl next year in our own stadium. What issues need to be fixed, and how can they be fixed? Well, let's start with the running game. The Vikings can fix their running game by bolstering the offensive line, something that a lot of people expect them to do in the offseason. If you have a better running game, you have better offensive balance, and you're a better red zone team. The Vikings struggled scoring consistently in the red zone. Also, let's get better in those close games, which we talked about earlier, and let's win some division games. Just 2-4 in the NFC North this season. You got to be better in your division to win a playoff spot, and if you win your division, you get a home playoff game. Gives you a better chance to get to the Super Bowl. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick Six. We'll be back next week with another edition, so submit your questions to the email address at the bottom of the screen. In the meantime, stay tuned to Vikings.com for tons more awesome content, including the top 5 defensive plays of the 2016 season. That'll be coming up next week on Vikings.com. See you later.